91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little. Two people are dead and several have been arrested after an early morning raid in Saint-Denis, France. A female suicide bomber set off an explosive during the raid, killing herself and one other. The raid was designed to target the mastermind of last week's Paris attacks. ABC reporter Aaron Kattersky has more.
The operation is over. It did not hit its target, the suspected mastermind of Friday's attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud. It's thought he was in Syria, but French authorities had reason to believe that somehow he had slipped into this country and perhaps coordinated the attacks from near the spot where they started, Stade de France, where there were three explosions Friday night.
Several police officers were also injured. Two Air France flights en route to Paris were diverted after anonymous threats were made. The planes landed safely in Utah and Halifax, and nothing suspicious was found on board. It is unknown if the threats are connected to the Paris attacks. Wembley Stadium was full of support last night for the victims of Friday's attacks. The stadium housed yesterday's soccer game between England and France. There were many tributes to France and the victims, including the singing of the French national anthem and presentation of flowers by both teams and Prince William. The game went on after matches between Germany and Netherlands and Spain and Belgium were canceled due to security concerns and bomb threats. England won the game 2-0. Despite backlash against Syrian refugees by some governments in the wake of Friday's attacks in Paris, France's president says the country will not back away from its commitment to welcoming migrants. ABC reporter Tom Rivers has more.
He says his country is at war, but France will live up to its principles. Speaking before a gathering of mayors, President Hollande, through a translator, reiterated that France would honor its commitment to accept 30,000 refugees over the next 2 years.
Our humanitarian and duty towards migrants goes side by side with our duty to protect our people.
And on the issue of protection, he wants more international cooperation to combat terrorism and wants a much more aggressive coalition to go after ISIS. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Paris.
In the United States, 31 governors say that they do not want Syrian refugees to live in their states. President Barack Obama and his administration plan to steadily increase the numbers of refugees it accepts over the next 2 years. Jonathan Carl reports on Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's reaction to the refugee backlash.
Hillary Clinton responded to all of this with a tweet accusing the Republicans of hateful rhetoric and saying the idea of turning away refugees because of their religion is, quote, a new low.
Canada is also not backing down from accepting 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the year, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau ensures Canadians that their safety is a top priority.
Didn't take the tragedies of Paris for us to suddenly realize that security is important. We've known for a long time and we continue to be very much committed to keeping Canadians safe while we do the right thing to engage responsibly with this humanitarian crisis.
The Premier of Saskatchewan, Brad Wall, has raised concerns over bringing the refugees into Canada, while Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne is standing by the decision. The new Liberal government in Canada is reviewing a $4.3 billion compensation package for dairy farmers designed to offset the impact of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. International Trade Minister Chrystia Freeland says the government is not bound by the previous Conservative government's promise. She says it would be an inappropriate to commit a special package given to the new Liberal government. The Liberal government is now reviewing the TPP agreement overall. Freeland is in Manila with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the APEC summit. In local news, a fire damaged Peterborough's only mosque Saturday night. Police say they suspect it was arson. It happened just a day after the terrorist attacks in Paris. And as Stelios Pappas reports, the community is banding together.
People from other cities and towns came to show their support for Peterborough's Muslim community. Linda Nichols, an Anglican bishop, dropped off a letter at the mosque and says this is an emotional event.
Oh, I live, my office is in Whitby, and so I'm coming here today partly for meetings in the area, but partly because I wanted to show support for the community here.
Nichols also said the people or person who did this need to think carefully about their actions.
I would say, do you have no empathy for fellow citizens of this country? And can you imagine if someone did that to your home? How would you feel?
Police say the fire was arson, and Kenzel Abdullah, the president of the Kawartha Muslim Association, says he doesn't believe it was a backlash against Muslims because of the Paris attacks.
If they have done it because they think somehow we Canadians living in Peterborough, just because we happen to be Muslims, are somehow associated with the violence that happened in any part of the world, not just the one in Paris happened recently.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a statement saying he was very deeply disturbed by the fire. He vows to protect Canadians' religious freedoms. Stelios Pappas, QNET News, Peterborough.
No one was inside at the time of the fire. The damages were estimated at $80,000. A crowdfunding site raised $110,000 to repair the damage. Quinty's transgender community will be holding their annual day of remembrance tonight. The evening will include a ceremonial smudge, readings, a short instrumental music piece, and a candlelight vigil. The event will take place at the Hope Center, which is located at 41 Octavia Street in Belleville, and will run from 6 o'clock to 8:30. Loyalist College is having its first Warm Bodies clothing giveaway today. Winter clothing that was donated to the school will be available for all of those in need. The event runs in the dining hall until 2 o'clock today. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Hey, honey, pull over. Look at that sign. And look at that sign. Discounts, extended hours, and great deals on almost everything.
Yes, I know. All the guys at work were talking about Black Friday and how the businesses of downtown Belleville are getting into the act. Bob is doing all his holiday shopping.
With all these deals, downtown Belleville should be our shopping destination this Black Friday, too.
Black Friday, November 27th. Enjoy shopping with the businesses of downtown Belleville.
QNET Sports. In Junior A hockey last night, the Toronto Patriots beat Georgetown 5-4, and the Napanee Raiders had a 4-2 victory over the Picton Pirates in Empire B Junior C hockey. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Colorado Avalanche. The team scored 4 power play goals on their way to a 5-1 victory. Leafs coach Mike Babcock says he is happy about the way his team played.
The puck speed was really good tonight. I think they're a top penalty kill team coming in, if I'm not mistaken, and so it was good to see us execute on the power play. But, you know, I liked their game tonight. I thought they had more jump than us early. I thought Kadri's line did a great job on McKinnon's line, and then the rest of us did a real nice job. So it was a good win for our team, and we haven't practiced much. We've had lots of days off because of the way the schedule is, so get a couple of practices in and get ready to get better.
Last night marks Toronto's 4th win in 5 games. The Calgary Flames were also in action last night. They beat the New Jersey Devils 3-2. David Jones scored his team-leading 7th goal of the season and added an assist to lead the Calgary Flames to their win. Flames center Matt Stajan scored his first goal of the season and said it was nice to win such a close game.
You got to win games that way. You know, I wouldn't say it was the prettiest game. You know, we did give us some chances, but coming off the road, winning by a goal, that's something that's been missing this year and something we can build off of.
In the MLB, Jeff Banister was chosen as the American League Manager of the Year after leading the Texas Rangers to a division title in his first season on the job. Banister says he's been influenced by the work of a number of great managers.
Chuck Tanner, Jim Leland, Gene Lamont, Rocky Bridges, and Clint Hurdle, Terry Collins. I mean, all these gentlemen in the game of baseball have helped me do some things in this game and taught me a lot, taught me what it means to sit in this seat and how to lead, to be a servant leader.
Joe Maddon of the Chicago Cubs was the winner of the National League Manager of the Year award. He has previously won the award twice before with the Tampa Bay Rays. In basketball, the Toronto Raptors lost to NBA champion winners the Golden State Warriors last night by a score of 115-110, and it is being reported that the Houston Rockets have fired their head coach, Kevin McHale. QNET News will have an update at 1 o'clock. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's 12:10 and 11 degrees cloudy. Increased cloudiness expected for this afternoon with a chance of showers and a high of 12. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, low of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, periods of rain and cloud cover with a high of 14. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Molly Little. News on 91X next at 1.